Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2026. 10 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees here in the Marion area. Afternoon rain expected today. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What an eclectic first hour it was. I enjoy that. A conversation that goes from one place to another. Again, I do want to remind everybody on Friday morning, starting at 8:15, we will be giving away a $100 gift card to Kroger on Friday, between 8:15 and 1 o'clock on Friday morning. Now, I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do this yet, so you've got to tune in Friday morning, 8:15 until 1 p.m., but I know we will be drawing the winner between the 12 and 1 o'clock hour. So you're not going to want to miss that. The big giveaway, $100 to Kroger on Friday morning. Now, remember, tell your friends, tell everybody you know, do a social media post letting them know how to listen Friday morning, 8:15 until 1 o'clock. Now, the phone lines are open. Somebody was trying to call there, but I think we lost them. 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to let people know that Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up. The 67th annual is coming up on, Saturday, March the 14th. And we do have tickets to give away for that big event as well. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll do some of that this week. If not, we will do it next week because we've got a week and a half before the 67th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day. All right. Now, the phones are open. We can talk about anything you like. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We can talk about anything we talked about in the first half hour. We talked a little more about the article in Sunday's Columbus Dispatch in regard to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, relapsing with drugs and obviously having a hard time of it right now, losing a lot of weight and just not the best of times in his life. So there's that going on. Last night's city council meeting wasn't a whole lot. Really, nothing brought up in regard to the letter the mayor had sent out last week, changes that were coming to the city financially. That really did not show up anywhere during last night's committee meeting, so I don't know if that's going to go straight on to city council or how that's all going to play out. The mayor was not there last night, so I guess we just have to wait another week, I guess is the best way to put it. But that was that. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I should also mention that somebody did offer to pay for Matt's haircut or just take the old sheep shears out and trim his hair right up. Now, how about that? Well, what could be better than that? To get Matt trimmed up and looking like $1 million here in the studio one morning. So that's going on as well. Oh, do have some, you know, we like to talk about businesses coming to Marion and things of that nature. Well, I think everybody pretty well knows right now that the Witz Ice Cream shop will be opening up, I believe it's Friday, the 6th. That's on Church Street here in Marion. Passed by it last night as I was coming home from city council. You know, that's in a building of a radio station that I used to work at. WDCM Radio was located in that building until the ceiling caved in. And that's literally what happened. I still don't know how that happened, but the radio station was in that building, and we all used to come and go every day or once a week or whatever, whenever we were doing the shows at the time. And then at one point, the ceiling caved in. And that was always very interesting to me because that was a, what was it, 3 or 4 story building? So obviously there had to be some damage on the roof that went through 4 floors, because the radio station was on the 1st floor. So there was definitely some damage in that building, and the time and effort that had to go into getting that building back into shape probably was a lot of work. So Witt's Ice Cream will be opening up Friday, I believe. March the 6th, is that right? The date for Friday? I believe so. So we'll see how that goes. And now here's the, now I have heard this, and I believe this is almost the gospel at this point, is that, now what I have been told is opening in front of Meijer sometime in the near future will be a Culver's. Now, have any of you ever visited a Culver's restaurant? Now, I guess this is ice cream as well as other types of food. But I think the source is very accurate on this one, that there will be a Culver's coming to Marion out in front of Meijer. So I'm not sure where it'll be. You've got the gas station in front of Meijer. You got the hotel out there in front of Meijer. And you've got the Tri-Rivers Early Childhood Center. I guess it would have to be kind of in that area, maybe over by the Tri-Rivers Early Childhood Center. But has anybody else heard about a Culver's coming to Marion? I think this is pretty much a done deal, but that's what you hear through the grapevine. So Witt's opening up on Friday on Church Street, and Culver's out on Marion Mount Gilead Road, out in front of Meijer. And then, of course, we've got the Starbucks over here that's going to open on Delaware Avenue. Now, I don't know if the Starbucks inside of Kroger on Delaware Avenue is going to close. I don't know how that's all going to work out. But a full-service Starbucks out here on Delaware Avenue. Now, I wonder if that is in response to the 7 Brew opening up on Route 95, because I believe 7 Brew has really cut down Starbucks business on Route 95. Starbucks, every morning I used to drive by it, and they always had a line around the building. And ever since 7 Brew has opened up, they no longer have that line around the building. So I've got to believe there's something going on with that. But that's the news as I have it right now, as far as things coming to Marion. We'll have the Starbucks out here on Delaware Avenue, where the bank used to be. We'll have Culver's out on Marion Mount Gilead Road, out in front of Meijer. And we'll have the Witt's Ice Cream down on Church Street, which I believe they already have the sign in the window, and they'll be opening up on Friday. Now, is anybody excited about these businesses? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Getting a message here. 7 Brew is far superior to Starbucks. Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way. And maybe that's what happened. I don't know. It's just so interesting to see two businesses basically fighting for the same clientele. And I certainly think that 7 Brew might have won that battle, because Starbucks is in no way as busy as they once were on Route 95. They're probably not selling as many cake pops anymore. Remember when that was a craze, when the cake pops first came out at Starbucks? Boy, oh boy. You weren't in the in group unless you were getting a cake pop. Well, I don't know that a whole lot of people are excited about these businesses. Are you excited about Witt's downtown? Are you excited about a Culver's out in front of Meijer on Route 95? Are you excited about a Starbucks here on Delaware Avenue? Are these places that you like to see coming in? Are these helpful to Marion? Do you like the idea of any of these things? Feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz about that, or anything in regard to what's going on with the city. That's always an interesting topic here. You know, I wonder why last night there was no discussion during the city council meetings about the changes that might be proposed here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Since this is a place to get the information a person needs, you know, Scott, what's going on, really going on, in front of Goodwill on Barks Road?
Well, you know, it's my understanding, and the best I've heard is that it is just something to do with Goodwill.
I can't believe, I mean, that is a big place.
Well, I'll tell you.
We'd have a grocery store there.
Well,
Kroger's a little competition.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because I learned recently that Goodwill complex cost in upwards of $1 million. So they spent quite a bit of money there.
Well, it looked like they were having two swimming pools there for a start, if you go past.
Well, yeah, they got quite an operation going on there, but that's all that I've heard in regard to Goodwill. Now, I heard about Culver's on Sunday.
And, where's that at?
Well, apparently that's going to be out in front of Meijer.
Okay. Where's the ice cream place on Church Street?
The ice cream place on Church Street is right across from Founders Park.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's due to open on Friday, and Starbucks will be out here on Delaware Avenue where they tore down the bank, and we kept wondering what was going to go there.
Yeah, well, it's just a question about that. I cannot believe. I mean, if Goodwill's supposed to be there to be helping, how can they spend that kind of money? Is everybody's taking their little things in to help the poor?
Well, yeah, it's I don't know how Goodwill has that type of money, but apparently it's supposed to be a heck of a location out there. Apparently, it's going to house everything. The administrative offices, a retail outlet, expanded operations. So that's probably, the retail outlet is probably one of the freestanding places.
Well, maybe it's corporate office, too. I don't know.
It could. I think they're trying to centralize it all, get it away from Fairground Street, and then we've got the store out there next to where Big Lots used to be, and I think they're trying to move that all to the same area.
So they move all that stuff around, and then the people that doesn't drive out there on the west end, how are they going to get to the Goodwill store?
Well, that'll be the thing. I think that becomes the problem.
And what they really need is a bank and a grocery store, thank God for Dollar General, on the west side.
Well, and
I... How far you have to drive to get to a bank?
Yeah. Well, I keep wondering what they're going to do. You know, this new place that's going in where Odd Lots, or Big Lots, was, essentially is the same type of store. I think it's called Home Goods or something like that.
Oh, good, I hope.
Yeah, that's also something that I've... somebody will tell me what the name of it is.
Is that a fact, or is that just rumor?
No, I think that's a fact. I think that is definitely a fact, that there's going to be another store going in there, and it essentially will be... You know, they're advertising better than Big Lots, but that type of a store, kind of an outlet type of a store. But Witz is obviously a done deal, because they open on Friday. But Culver's, I definitely heard from a very reliable person on Sunday. Now, obviously, no ground has been broken on that, but apparently the location, apparently the paperwork is signed, as they say, to go in front of Meijer. And I kept thinking, well, where in the world? You got the gas station, and across from the gas station, you got the hotel, and then you've got the Tri-River Center there on the corner. You're going to have to go between the access to the street and the drive to the street, and I guess the Tri-Rivers area, I guess, is the only place you could go there.
Well, you would think that they would contact the neighbors around, let them know what's going on.
You would think. Well, I think I am. Home Goods, yeah. That's what's going where Big Lots was.
Well, only, but you know, like I say, they never, Dollar General is our, and the Speedway on the corner is our link on the west side of town.
Yeah.
Period.
Did you hear that Save-A-Lot's closing?
It did close, didn't it?
Did it close?
I thought it did close.
See, I haven't been back there for a while. Maybe it
but
did.
Can you remember, Scott, when the plaza was just kind of hanging on by a thread?
Well, they're kind of back to that a little bit.
It used to be a real banging place, just going to plaza. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of died. And
well,
now it's booming again.
It's doing okay, but I'm curious as to what happened to Save-A-Lot. Why? Because there for a while, they were a really good alternative to Aldi. And I wonder...
But wasn't that a private-owned...
I don't know if Save-A-Lot was. Now, I'm being told that it changed names. Changed names. So maybe Save-A-Lot's still open, but it's not the same name.
Yeah, because I thought somebody from Upper Sandusky or Bucyrus or somebody like that owned that.
I always thought Save-A-Lot was good. You know, I liked it. I did not have a problem with it.
I like Save-A-Lot, too. I mean, but I really like Aldi's.
Well, and that when Aldi rebuilt, I think that gave them a whole new life.
Well, there's a lot of older people like me goes there, but I also see a lot of younger people. I think they found out that just because Kroger's is fancy doesn't mean that's where they need to buy.
Well, that's true, and I'm being told...
A lot of people goes to Kroger's.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm being told here now that Save-A-Lot is closed. So I'm not sure if they've changed their name or they're closed. Something has happened there.
Well, I'm going to have to start driving around town, seeing what the heck's going on, reporting back.
Well, I like the idea that this Witz place is coming in, although I hate to be doomsday. That's a rough location, parking-wise. And I don't know. They have tried these ice cream places downtown, and I just don't know if that's a strong shot. I mean, apparently Witz does well in other cities, but we could say the same thing for White Castle. We could say the same thing for...
Is that place closed?
Yeah, yeah. There's
well,
nothing in the White Castle building now.
There. It's apparently... scares
you away. Well, I'll tell you, that building must be haunted because it's been what? It's been White Castle, and then it was the chicken place, and I can't remember the name of the chicken place.
Yeah.
But then it was the big sub place.
Well, if White Castle couldn't make it in there, in Marion, looks to me like that would be a pretty rough one.
Yeah.
And most people don't want to get out of their car, now me being one.
Well, it's...
If I go someplace and drive up to the window and I don't have to get out of the car, I'm all for that.
Well, apparently I'm being told now that first they did change the name of Save-A-Lot, and then they closed.
Oh.
So it is completely closed now, according to one of our listeners. But now Culver's might have a better shot, because aside from Steak and Shake... There really is no restaurant right there in that Meyer and Menards area. So that might do well.
Well, I don't know, but I think about an ice cream shop. Man, you would have to sell a lot of ice cream cones, wouldn't you?
You would, and I think, you know, in certain areas this has done well, and I think it will do well when it opens because that tends to be what happens, but... Will it be able to sustain itself? I mean, think of all the ice cream you've got in Marion. I mean, you've got Dairy Queen. You've got Jersey. You've got Fred's. You've got restaurants. I mean, McDonald's serves ice cream cones and sundaes and shakes. And Sonic does a lot of those things. So I think it just becomes difficult Because people have their loyalties to their favorite ice cream place.
Right. And I think that you would have to sell a bunch of ice cream to make a profit.
So what do you make of nothing being brought up of all these changes in the mayor's letter and the mayor not even being there last night?
Only in Marion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the...
And maybe he really is out of the country. Now, well, he could just be in Canada, but he maybe really is out of the country.
Well, you know what surprised me was, you know, he sent out this detailed letter on Thursday, and it had all this stuff in there that needs to be done, yet nobody brought it up. It was not put before any committee. It was not nothing. So I don't even know, it hasn't gone through committee. I don't know how it's going to go in front of council next Monday unless they try to add it to the agenda without it being in committee. I don't know. And what a time for the mayor not to be there. Now, I don't begrudge him taking a vacation, but why would you release that letter on a Thursday if you knew you had a vacation coming up the following Monday?
Don't look good, does it, Scott?
No, and that's where with Mayor Collins, that is the biggest difference that I can see between him and the past mayors, is that he does things that just don't serve well by him. And I don't know why. It's almost like he'll do something good and then stub his toe going out the door. And I don't know why he does that, because... You know, it's not like he doesn't have any good ideas. It's not like he doesn't care about Marion. He certainly does. I just don't know why he handles things in such a manner that makes people very suspect.
Well, and I don't know. Of course, the council's got a lot of newbies on there, and they haven't quite got their feet wet of what's going on. But, I can't imagine, you know, anybody, even if he had a vacation scheduled, why you would. It sure makes you look guilty, is all I'm saying.
Well, it certainly makes it look as if he didn't want to answer any questions.
Right.
You know, and hope.
We know he doesn't like answering questions too much.
Well, and I'll also tell you, if they try to bring this up in front of council next week without running it through a committee, like getting rid of recycling, raising the bus fares, things like that, that's not a good look either. Because, you know, a lot of things get changed in committee, and not that you can't change them in council, but it's a little different vote. And they always put these emergency clauses on things, you know. Well, that was one thing that did happen last night. They want to combine the safety and the service director now that Bodine's gone. And I believe the salary for the new safety service director, Rob Cowell, I believe that will be something like $115,000 a year.
What's he do?
Well, he'll be the safety and the service director now.
Well, what's that person do?
Well, they handle things, safety compliance in the city, and any service departments, things
wasn't
involved.
Wasn't that always one office before?
Well, under Mayor Kellogg it was. And then Mayor Schertzer separated it and made it safety and service. And then at the end of his term, one person left, and then it became one position again for a short period of time. And then it was split up again. It's hard to say exactly what they do, because I think each has a different take on the job. Like, Bodine was Mayor Collins' almost right-hand man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know that the service director was always the mayor's right-hand man. I never got that impression if they were. But, I don't know. But I think it's interesting, you know, the position will pay $115,000 a year. And it's a lot of money, but they are saving a lot of money by not having two people do it.
That's true too. But what do you have? What kind of an education do you have to have that job?
I don't know. I believe Rob is a former firefighter.
Oh, he got out before they pulled the rug out from under those poor guys.
Well, and then there's that. You know, I don't know. You don't hear much about the old fire station right now, but I guess not much to hear about.
So you think I'd have to step in there and raise up that again, you know, so that they don't forget about the fire station?
Well, you know what's interesting is I never really hear a whole lot of projections on that, and it seems like it's going to be very difficult because if they can't get a loan to finish the work, you know, this bond rating is not going to come back in short order. So I don't know how that's going to, I mean, they'll have the money, obviously. The money is set aside, but I don't know how they're going to.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it will be a pretty substantial period of time, but I might be wrong.
Now, if we had ordered fire trucks or whatever was ordered, which you can help me with that, but if they're ordered and when they come in, what do? Just refuse them because we ain't got no money?
Well, I hope they wouldn't order something if they didn't have the money.
No, but had been ordered. Didn't we order a fire truck or squads or something?
I think that stuff, yeah, I think that stuff was budgeted. I think that stuff was budgeted by the departments. I think they put that in their budget last year, I think.
Okay, but that was all money, COVID money, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what we've been told, yeah.
That's what we've been told, yeah.
But, you know, I guess one of the problems that goes on here is we don't seem to realize there's a problem until there's a problem. You know, that's one of the issues.
Just, that's the American way, Scott.
Well, apparently, I mean, you know, this bombing of Iran on Saturday, we haven't had a whole lot of conversation about that. But, you know, here that came kind of out of left field, more or less. And some people love the idea of it. Some people hate the idea of it. I don't know. I mean, you got to be happy that the Ayatollah's dead. He was an awful guy. But, you know, what's going to happen with that country and what's going to be our involvement there? You know, these are the questions that need to be answered as time goes along.
Well, and you think about it, there were still people killed. Human beings were killed. I don't care if they're Americans or who they are. How many people was killed in all that mess?
Well, yeah, four Americans, I think, is where we're at right now, and certainly civilians on the Iranian side. But
just people. It doesn't matter what their label is, how many people were killed.
Yeah, a lot of people who were unfortunate casualties in Iran. And then, you know, it's almost become a story. Every so often you hear something about it now. But how long has this Nancy Guthrie been gone now?
3 weeks, going on four. I see all kinds of crap on the computer, but it seems to me like they were having a memorial service for her.
Well, not that I'm aware of, because I came across a story this morning that somebody is starting to speak about somebody they've got detained. I mean, this woman has been gone a month now.
Well, Scott, hopefully that within the first 24 hours, she passed, so she didn't have to go through the hell that she would have gone through if she was still living.
But you know what is so fascinating about this case and why I think it's still a thing for people is I think last week we found out that her daughter put up $1 million reward. That there has to be something going on there. They have to know something, because I do not know why they are still searching this so hard and so publicly, and I don't know why $1 million reward would be put up last week if they truly believed that she was gone. And I would think that common sense would say that after a month that she was probably gone, but it's the way that they're handling it that I think there must be some internal information that she's not, or possibly not.
Well, it does make the news.
Boy, I'll tell you, they like to report on that one, that's for sure.
Hey, Scott, we're not going to fix it. We'll just talk about it.
We'll keep on talking. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour here on this March the 3rd. 2026. Feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, this poor woman, this whole Nancy Guthrie thing, apparently we're up to six soldiers killed now. I saw four yesterday. Maybe we're up to six now. I don't know what's going to go on with Iran. That's not a particularly good situation. I think we've been at odds with them for, what, nearly 50 years now? 47 years, something like that. I mean, it's good that the Ayatollah's gone. He obviously was not a nice man, but where does it go from here, I think, is the big question. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about anything in regard to city council last night or anything going on in the city, if you want to talk about the Ted Williams story that was in the Columbus Dispatch on Sunday, and addiction, that's certainly a topic that it's a tough one for a lot of people, that's for sure. If you want to talk about Iran, we can talk a little bit about that. The Nancy Guthrie thing continues on. I don't think we've got any end in sight there. It's an interesting world we live in now, I'll tell you. It really is an interesting world, and things seem to be day to day. And then we were talking about all the new things, hopefully coming to Marion here, Starbucks out here on Delaware Avenue, and Witt's Ice Cream down on Church Street, and Culver's out in front of Meijer, hopefully in the very near future. I got that from a pretty reliable source. Now, I guess we can still call that gossip, although the source was pretty reliable. Are these places that you want to see in Marion? Are these things that you think will go over well in the Marion area? Give me a buzz and let me know, 740-383-9944. And every so often we do ask the question, what kind of things would you like to see come to Marion? What would be interesting to you? What would you see as a positive business in the Marion area? If anybody has any thoughts, feel free to dial me up. We've got about 18 minutes left here in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, we've got a new Arena Football League coming to the Coliseum. I think this will be the third one. Maybe it'll be a hit this time. Apparently, a big boxing event Saturday out at the old Southland Mall, the old Joann Fabrics location, went on. I guess they drew a pretty big crowd. That's good to hear. Something like that doing well. I don't think we can qualify that as a bad thing. You know, there are good things going on. We don't want to constantly talk about bad things going on, but there are certainly some good things going on here as time goes along. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we also should remember that Mayor Collins did say he would revisit the fire station in March. So it's March and he's on vacation. Maybe somebody should ask him about that at the next meeting. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you may think I'm on vacation, but I'm not on vacation. I'm the Phantom. I'm your mayor. And I'm doing my job, Scott.
Well, what do you make of the mayor dropping this letter on Thursday and then not being at the meeting last night? And nothing in his letter was talked about last night.
I don't know, but I'm curious. Why does City Council have any say over whether the Marion County Fairgrounds have a liquor permit?
Well, I think because it's in the city.
But it's like the courthouse. It's an island. It's the property of the county.
Well, I don't know.
That's why they have a fair board. That's why they have county commissioners. I just found it interesting that they're concerned over what the county's doing and that. And it would be interesting to find out why the city has any say whatsoever.
Well,
so it's just like the Vatican is a entity unto itself.
Well, apparently the liquor license has to be approved by the city. So there must be something to the Coliseum grounds, maybe you can't annex. I mean, what? I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I know there are certain rules about, you know, being a certain distance away from a school, being a certain distance away from a church. Maybe that's part of the problem, because it you know, technically is in the city, even though the grounds are not, I guess, considered city grounds.
Well, hey, who knows? Maybe somebody out there can enlighten us as to why it's going through city council.
Well, that's the best guess I can come up with. Yeah, but if anybody's got a better example or answer, they can let us know. What do you think about what's going on in Iran?
Oh, geez. I wish I had more information to be able to make an intelligent statement. I don't have enough information other than we've put up with this nonsense for so long, and it's unfortunate the collateral damage that's going on. From everything I've seen with Iranian people celebrating, and, you know, it seems to be a good thing, seems to be on a positive track versus the megalomania of the whoever was in charge and his cronies that were, you know, terrorizing a whole country. If I understood correctly, the thing that women wear, that what do they call it?
Burqas?
The burqas, they came off. The shrouds over their faces, they took them off, and they were all dancing in the street and stuff. If what I saw was real, it is so difficult these days with all of that artificial intelligence and the way they put things together as to what is real, you know?
Well, I think everybody is happy that the Ayatollah is dead. I think everybody is happy that there possibly could be a change there. But
I think it boils down to that the initials FAFO, you know, and they've pushed it enough. And, you know, Israel has been pushed so hard, and it's unbelievable. At least the United States is backing an ally, and if I understand correctly, most of the European nations are standing back. They're not stepping up or anything.
Well, I think that, well, here comes the problem with Iran, and I think this was one of the discussions. Nobody is unhappy that the Ayatollah is gone. Nobody is unhappy that maybe there might be a regime change coming. But there is no evidence anywhere that the United States was under imminent threat from Iran. So that's why other groups are not going in, because that's always the deal. You know, there are a lot of awful places around
the
globe.
The United States was just backing an ally.
Well, but that's not what was said. I mean, all the other times we've done things in Iran, it has been on Israel's behalf or with Israel. This time, the statement was more the United States did this, and I mean, were they planning on firing on Israel? I mean, I don't know that.
Well, they weren't even firing just on Israel. They were, I can't think of the Arab countries where they were firing missiles on, too. Dubai. They were apparently firing missiles on Dubai as well.
Well, you know, we were told the last time they were bombed that basically their nuclear capability was disabled, and they were trying to rebuild that. And so I don't know, to be honest with you.
We will never know, because we don't know that the Iranians didn't have a backup place. I mean, anybody with any common sense you don't put all your eggs in one basket. But then again, we will never really know.
We'll never really know, but the problem is, what will happen here? Because any time we've been involved in anything in the Middle East, whether it's been Iraq, whether it's been Afghanistan, any time we're involved in anything in the Middle East, it has a bad backlash. We're greeted in the beginning as good and thank you, but after a while, they're not happy with the Americans trying to tell them what to do. And can Iran create a new government from the inside out? I don't know.
Well, hopefully, with that 40-some years of tyranny, the people will get their act together, and all of those who left Iran to come to the United States quite possibly might go back to govern their country and build a good democratic state a republic.
Well, the thing about it is, the Ayatollah that we all remember from the Iranian hostage crisis in the late 70s, early 80s, he died in 1989. And everybody was so happy that he had died in 89, but they got a much worse guy. The next Ayatollah was even worse than him. And he controlled that country with an iron fist for nearly 40 years. So, you know, it's just, we're going to just have to watch this. Because if another guy like that comes to power, then it's going to be problematic. Now, if we saw another guy like that coming to power, are we going to intervene? Because if we intervene, that could mean troops. And they're also talking about, you know, that these airstrikes may go on for another month. Well, that tells me that obviously things are not all well in Iran.
Well, one thing I think you have to look at is, it will be hard to have another clerical government, a religious government.
Yeah, but also
hopefully they'll put a political entity in there.
Well, we did
and
that
the clerical
once.
The clerical mullahs will, you know, be riding a camel into some other country that can accept them.
Yeah, but we got to remember how we got the first Ayatollah. The country used to be ruled by the Shah of Iran. We like the Shah. We back the Shah. Iran overthrew the Shah. And that's how they got the Ayatollah. So again, you know, be careful.
That's why we have to handle it very, very delicately and make sure that the majority of the Iranians have what they want and not impose anything on them.
Well, it just feels a lot like Iraq to me. Not that we've marched in ground troops, but we told everybody Saddam was a horrible person. We told everybody that Saddam had the capabilities to make weapons of mass... Matter of fact, we said they had weapons of mass destruction, which they didn't. But we said all that. We came in. It was not hard to overthrow their government. That happened fairly quickly. Saddam was gone, tried, and killed within a short amount of time. But yet, the government that we tried to give them, the democratic government, did not work. And out of that, we got something far worse, which was the worst terror organization in the history of the world, ISIS.
Well, you just have to keep an eye on them. Make sure no Somalis are scamming the taxpayers of the United States and sending money over to these mental midget militias.
You know, we got some listeners out here this morning. One is saying U.S. occupancy never works out the way that it's planned. I would say that's exactly true.
Occupancy or inter... can't think of the word right now. Interceding.
And then, well... I'll say something here. Another one says theocracy, so maybe that's on its way. I don't know. But I will say this. I think people are comparing Venezuela to Iran, and that's a bad comparison. Venezuela was never a threat to the United States militarily. Venezuela did not have a long history of being undiplomatic with the United States. And Maduro is like a child considered to the Ayatollah. He was not ruling his people in that way. He wasn't ruling them great, but he was not ruling them in that way.
How would you compare him to Muammar Gaddafi or Idi Amin?
Gaddafi was a little more nuts, I think.
Yeah, I think he was pure psycho. He would have probably made Sigmund Freud nervous.
Yeah. Well, but also, we could not overthrow Gaddafi. I mean, these smaller countries with smaller militaries, we could overthrow them. We could have overthrown Gaddafi. But the theory always was, what are we going to do with it? It was always best, and it eventually, I mean, they killed Gaddafi's own people, killed him in the street. When an Arab Spring happens, and Egypt and Libya both decided to get rid of their leaders. I think Mubarak left town.
Really, part of the problem is the tribalism of these people.
Well, but I think what I want to say is that Venezuela, if there is any comparison here, it's a completely different and wrong comparison, because Venezuela, and we also said that in Venezuela we were going to install a government, and as near as I can tell, the same government that was in charge when Maduro was there is still in charge, just with his second in command. So if that's what happens in Iran, although I hear that the next 20 leaders were all killed the same time the Ayatollah was, there's somebody in command there, and if that person gets power because we don't intervene, then that's a problem. And also, if we intervene, then I think that becomes a problem.
Well, I think, I can't remember if the president said it or whatever, it's now up to the Iranian people to take over.
Well, last time they did, we got an Ayatollah, and they kicked the Shah out.
Well, hey, you know, you can only hope that people will do the right thing. They want to be, right now they're euphoric with freedom. Now, how do they handle that freedom? Are they capable of it, or will they put in another clerical bozo and ruin their lives again?
We shall see. We will see. Thanks.
Do better tomorrow.
All right. We do have a couple minutes left if somebody wants to weigh in really quick here. We've got just a couple minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Don't forget, we're going to give away $100 to Kroger on Friday between 8:15 a.m. and 1 p.m. That should be a lot of fun. That did come in the mail yesterday, so we do have the $100 gift card. And we'll be giving away tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, the 67th annual, on March the 14th. All you can eat pancakes. We've got those tickets. And we will be giving those away as the days go along. If you've been thinking about calling in, we've got about 90 seconds left to go. Feel free to get in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow to do this all again, continue the conversation. You know, it's interesting that we can have this morning program, and we can get up, and we can talk about things going on locally. We can talk about things going on nationally. We can talk about things going on all around the world, and we can also talk about restaurants and things coming here to good old Marion, Ohio. Witt's opening Friday on Church Street. Culver's coming to the area in front of Meyer out on Route 95. And Starbucks coming out here to Delaware Avenue. So there's a lot of things to talk about. And we talked about relationships this morning. We talked about divorce. We talked about psychology. We talked about therapists. We talked about Ted Williams' article Sunday on the front page of the Columbus Dispatch. I'll tell you, we can certainly cover a lot in 2 hours here and City Council on WGH Talk. And we'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning. I'm sure a lot will have happened between the end of the show today and the beginning of the show tomorrow. So I'll talk to you in 22 hours. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo